have a regila devisu lemechme tanura kol mali tishabsa. His wife heated up the oven. The shad yaktarta, and she would put in something to make smoke in order to make people think that they were actually baking something. Mishum kisufa, because she was embarrassed that they didn't have anything to eat. So havi lo hach shivta pishta, she had a bad neighbor. Omra michdi, adana de les luvo midi, I know they don't have anything in the house. Mai kulei hai, what are they baking so much? Ozla v'torfa bova, so she knocked on the door to catch her with nothing in the oven except something to make smoke. Ichsefa v'ayla l'indrona, so she got embarrassed and she ran into the hallway. Isavid l'nisa, d'chazi l'tanura mole lachma. And a nace happened, and she saw that the tanur was full of bread. The agona molilisha, and the kneading trough was full of dough. Omrala palnisa palnisa aisi masa de kochorich lachme. Bring a kli to take the bread out of the oven. It's burning. The kochorich lachme. Omrala afano the hachi aili. Right, I went to get that taka. Tano afila havi mardenes. She was maluvin medeshim malumedes medeshim. She knew a nace would happen. And here also, somebody asked me yesterday, I think Shmuel, that Lechora had in the hand from all these nisim. So I told him a teretz. I found that they say tak exactly that teretz. All these things is not a nace. It was a bracha. She had some flour. She had some, what's it called, the dough. And the bracha was that it increased. All of that is called a bracha. That's not called a nace, and you're allowed to be in the hand from those things. And that's what happened over here also. She had a little bit, and it became a tremendous amount more. Rashi, Akhtarta dover shemala oshin kekitler akivshon. She put something into the oven that would make smoke, to make it look like she had an oven full of bread. Mishum kisufa shoyu shchenoseh ofos isa l'kovet Shabbos. And the Magen Avraham brings a raya from here that there's an inyan to bake bread for Shabbos. All of her neighbors would bake their dough, the covered Shabbos, but he ain't also klum, she didn't have anything to do. Agano Arevas, the kneading trough. Masa Atar, Shemotzian Bohalechem, Marda. Right? It's a kli that you use to take the bread out of the oven. Mardo Masa Chavimilse, the same thing. It's called a Marda, it's called a Masa, same thing. Tana Afi Lahavi Marda Nichnasa. That's why it's called a marda, because you take down the bread from the oven. Right? She knew that a nace was going to happen. So she went to get something to take the bread that she didn't have yet to take it out of the oven. Okay. Omrla Devisu. Ad emas nasal v'nitztar kulehai. So his wife said to him, to Rav Chanina ben Dosa, how long are we going to have to be mitztar so much? Omer lo, my navid, what should I do? Boy, rachmi, the nasal lachmidi. So ask for a rachmi, they should give you something. And the Sfarim say that she was concerned that they weren't osik in gemilas chasodim. So she wanted something, they should be able to do gemilas chasodim. Boy, rachmi, yotzakim in pisas yad, v'yovi leichad kara de psura de dahava. So he davened, and a hand came out of Shemayim and gave him a golden table leg. Chazoy bechelma, asiri tzadiki da'achli apsora de'dahava isla tlaskroi. She saw in a dream that Losid Lava, all the tzadikim, be sitting at tables with three golden legs. V'at ocheles apsora de'trekroi. And we're eating on a table with two golden legs. Amrelei nicholach de mechol achle akule alma absorb de mishlam v'ana absorb de mechser. Right? You want to be able to, what's it called? You want to, in the future, we should be eating on a deficient table, everybody else eating on a full one. Umay navid, so he said to us, what should I do now? Boy rachmi shkalinu minach. Davin, let's take it back. Boy rachmi v'shaklu. And he davened, and the hand came out and took back the leg. Tana godel ha yenesa achron yosem erisham. The second nesa was bigger than the first one. The gemire, because we have a kabbalah de miyayiv yoevi mishkol hashokli. From Shemayim, they give, they don't take back. Okay, Rashi. Chazya Deviso Bechelm. His wife saw in a dream that everybody's sitting at tables with three legs and they have two legs. Mishkal of Shokli. Bosu Diyave. Once they give something, Menashamayim, they don't take it back. Okay, there's a whole thing we've spoken many times, how a person can get his schar in Olam Haba with a golden table leg. But the idea is that everything exists in different on different planes in a different way, but it's the same thing. And the schar of Olam Haba can materialize in this world as a golden table leg, and in a ruchniyistika world, it's a ruchniyistika concept. Okay. But it's the same thing. Okay. One Friday afternoon, he saw his daughter was upset. Rashi, Beishimshi, Hainu Erev Shabbos, Lo Shamati Tan. Why Erev Shabbos is called Beishimshi, Rashi says, I don't know the reason. And in Ksubas, Rashi says a reason. That Beishimshi means the afternoon. It's the afternoon. The afternoon, everybody's busy or whatever, so the afternoon is called is Erev Shabbos. So he saw his daughter, the Havas Atziva. Amar lo, biti lemay atzivas, why are you upset? Amar lo, kli shel chomes nischalat mi v'kli shel shemen, v'dlakti menu or l'shabbos. I got mixed up between a kli full of oil and a kli full of vinegar. And by mistake, I put the vinegar in the menorah for Shabbos. Amar lo, biti ma'ich b'slach, what's different? Mi shomer l'shemen v'yidlo, ku yomer l'chomes v'yidlo. The same Rabban Shom who can make oil burn can make vinegar. The oil doesn't burn because it burns because it has to burn. It burns because the Rabban Shom made it to burn. So if the Rabban Shom wants to, he can make vinegar burn too. Tana ha'yadolik v'holich kol hayom. The Ma'aseh said it burnt all day. Ad she'viu mimenu or la'havdola. Until they brought it for havdola. And doesn't mean that they, here it could be that they didn't use it. Because it was ein ha'henami ma'aseh nisim. So his wife lit candles also, besides his daughter. They were in a henna from the other candles. This one they didn't use. And they brought ner l'havdala, not from that thing itself. They lit another candle from that and used the other one for havdala. So it's only indirect that they used this one. Rabbi Chanina Mendoza havile hanuch easy. Rabbi Chanina Mendoza had goats. Omrule komatsidon. So people said to him, your goats are causing people damage. Omer I komatsidon, he said he didn't believe it. He said, but if it's true that they're causing people damage, nechlinu dubi, then bears should eat them up. The ilo, kol chada v'chada tesi v'ursa duba b'karnayu. And if they're not damaging anybody, they should come back with bears on their horns. L'ursa aisi kol chada v'chada duba b'karnayu. Havile, one second. So that evening, every one of the goats came with a bear stuck to its horns. And they killed the bears. Havile Ahishivta, the Kobanyo, okay, so that was Rashi. So they asked Bukhara, how can he raise, you're not allowed to raise Behema Daka in Eretz Yisrael. So Mura's going to ask that Kasha in a little while and give an answer. Rashi, Komatsidilon, no. Vimona Dechala. Vimona Dechala, the Kli Sheyeshbo HaChomet. I used the kli that had vinegar in it, v'samti achomets b'ner, the yich b'ner, it's going to go out. Ad shenot linenu or lahavdola, hidlik mimenu ner acher lehenospo. V'ner shal maisa nisim kiva, they put that one out. Ki heichid da oved Rav Yehuda, b'chala da havi smita. Same thing Rav Yehuda, they didn't use that, the flour that was made from, what's it called, sand from by the malachim. Komatzilon sodos. Your ezim are damaging people's fields. Dubin v'ze'evim v'sodos. The bears and wolves exist in the field.
Okay. They also ask how he could have all those goats if he was so poor.
What?
They also ask why. If he have goats, how could he have goats if his wife is so poor and they need a golden
goat? We'll see. Yeah. Okay. Havele hahi shivtsa the kobanya base. So he had a neighbor who was building her house. The lomotik shure. And the beams weren't long enough. They didn't meet. Asil Kamesh came to him. Amrele, Bonisi Beisi, Velo Kamati Kishuroi. I built my house, and the beams and the roof don't meet. Amrele, Mashmeich, what's your name? Amr Iku, Nimtuk Shurayach. So you daven for her, and even though usually you don't have to mention a person's name when you daven in their presence, only she's not in their presence, but here he wasn't davening for her, he was davening for the house. So he needed to mention her name, whose house it was. Tana Higiyu Atshiyet Yatsu Amalekam Lekam. Now they elongated, and they, what's it called, extended an Amma on each side. Yesh Omrim Snifim Asom. Some say that a different kind of nace happened, that they didn't elongate, but they had pieces added to them by Malachim. Tanya Plimo Omer Anira Isio So Habayis Vayu Kurosov Yotzus Amalekam Lekam. I saw that house, and the beams taka extended an arm on each side. This is the house that Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa put the beams up, through his tefillah. Where it says, Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa mehechen havi leizim, where did Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa have izim from? V'ha'ani havi, he was poor. V'od, omru chachom mei megadlam behem adaka beretz Yisrael. You're not allowed to raise, goats and sheep in Eretz Yisrael, because they damage other people's fields. Omra Pinchas, Maisev over Odom Echod al Pesel Beso. Where he got the goats, he didn't buy them. Somebody passed by his house, the near Shom Tarnigolim, and left chickens. Umatsasin Ishtos Rav Chani Mendoza, Omra Lo al Tochli mi Beit Sehen, right? He said the person someday going to come back for them. So don't eat the eggs, not ours. It's an Aveda. The Hirbu Beitzim, there's a lot of eggs, but Tarnigolim, Voy Mitzaranosa. So they sold the chicken and the eggs, which you're allowed to do. Keep a cheshbon, and when the person comes, you give them the money, because they don't need dafka, those chicken or those eggs. The konabid meyam izerman, they bought, goats with the money. Pamachas overoso adam, sha'avdu mienu tarnigolim. Guy came back, and he remembered that he left his chickens there, years later. Here's where I left my chickens. Shoma Rabbi Chanina, Omer lo, yesh lecha ben simen, you have a simen that they're yours, that they were yours, Omer lo, hein. Nosen lo simen, v'not lo se'izen. The hein, izei, da'aisu dubi bekar. Those are the goats that killed the bears. Rashi. V'lo matuk shurei, ein hakoros magios mikos lekosos. The beams didn't reach from wall to wall. Ikon nimtuk shureich, yarichu hakoros. So he davened that the beams should extend. Sneefin hoyu hakora shall chul you saw you with nace nidpaku lohen chatichos ktanos laorkan. A different kind of nace happened. Not that they elongated, but the pieces were added to them. Rabbi Lazar ben Padas dechikole milsa tuva. Rabbi Lazar ben Padas was very poor.
How this answer is that you're not the gadel is being mukakovers Israel.
What?
How this answer is that they asked that you?
Because he didn't do it on purpose, right? If it comes to you like this, right?
Yeah, but he was leaving. He could have played something else.
No, so somebody else was already raising these. He didn't create new, not create, but he didn't start raising new things. Right? He just had these because he had to, protect the Aveda that this person had.
By a cow.
By gold. The Marsha
says
here
doesn't chorus this that he bought the evening. That
he said he found the evening. Yeah, I don't know. And then he had to keep them until the owners came back.
Well, he's not chorus the whole thing with the Tarnigolim?
It says,
Okay, the Shailas, fine, but we have a gears like this. What's the Shailas? What's the shot over here? I don't know. Some say, they say that he raised them in the Midbar. He kept them out. What weren't his izim? He was just saving them in case somebody ever came back. So he didn't have to raise them in his house. And if he raised them out in the desert, there's no problem, because the whole problem is only because they are mafs at other people's sawdust. If you keep them away from the sawdust, there's no problem. That's what they say, but it doesn't say that. But the Maisa, that's what they say, that he raised them out in the desert. But the Gemara should have said that is the answer. Okay, so Rabbi Lozman Padak is very poor. Ovad milsov alohavi lemidi lemitam. He let blood, and the day you let blood, you have to eat. He had nothing to eat. Shokol brought the tumah v'shadya bepume. So he took a piece of garlic and he put it in his mouth, cholish libe v'nim, and he fainted. And also Rabbanu Shulebe, the Rabbanu came while he was unconscious. Chazyu de kobochi v'chayich v'nofu tzutzisa de nur mi'aposi. And they saw that he was crying and laughing, and that a ray of light came out of his forehead. Ki isa, when he woke up, Amrulay, my tamik kobochis v'chayichis, why were you crying and laughing? Amr lehu, to have a Yosef imi HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Rabbanu Shulebe was with me. I said to him, how long am I going to have to suffer in this world? Right? Do you want me to turn everything around and make you be born again? Maybe if you're reborn, you'll be born in a time when you'll have a mazel. The mazel is dependent on mazel. Maybe you'll be born in a time when you have a mazel to have food. Amre lekamei kulei hai v'efsher. You're going to change the whole world around, right? Make me be born again, and maybe I'll be born. For a maybe, it's not kedai. Amrelei dechai tveo dechayina. Have I lived most of my life, or I'm yet to live most of my life? Amrelei dechayis. You've already lived most of your life, right? Amre lekamei im kein lo boina. Then I don't want to leave it the way it is. And they say that he wasn't upset about not having food. But he was afraid that he got off the derech because of that. But once he knew that he lived most of his life, it says if a person already lived most of his life and was okay, he's probably going to remain okay the rest of his life. So then he wasn't afraid. He go off the derech so he can take the tzar. Omer li b'hai agra da'amris lo bo'ina yahivna loch li almadasi. Since you said that you don't want me to change the world for you and you're willing to suffer, so I'm going to give you in Olam Haba Tleshre Narvosa de Mishcha Farsima, 13 rivers of Mishcha Farsima Shemen Zayas, special Shemen Zayas. There's a very, very good smell to it. Dachin, pure Shemen Zayas. It's a tremendous Hanoa, and it's a symbol of a spiritual Hanoa. This shemen, kipras v'digelis, and the rivers will be as big as the pras and the digelis. The ma'agnus bullet, you'll have hanor from. Again, it's not physical things; these are symbols of spiritual things. Amri lekamei hay v'sulo. That's all. Amar li lechavroch mayahivna. Right? What should I give to other people? I'm taking. What's it called? There won't be enough for other people. Amri le v'ano migavra delesle bo'ina. I don't want to take away from somebody else. I want to take from somebody who doesn't have. I don't want to take away from somebody else who doesn't have. I give it for me without taking away from somebody else. So machyan biskotla apusoi. So kibiyochol the Rabbanu Shalom hit him with a stick. I think, yeah. And that's when Baskatola means he hit him with his thumb, he snapped his fingers on him. Razi Rashi. Reb Elazar ben Pedas Amora Hoya. Reb Elazar ben Pedas was an Amora. Hu Hanikra Mora da Arad Yisrael. He was called the master of Eretz Yisrael Maseches Nida. Bal Horo Soya. He was a posek. V'hu shimesh Reb Yochanan, achri mos Reish Lakish, v'haya dochuk v'ani. And he was a Talmud of Reb Yochanan after Reish Lakish died, and he was very poor. Oved milsa hekizdam, he let blood. Brother Tuma, ben hashum, tzela shol shumi. So he said a piece of garlic, put it in his mouth, cholish libo, nisalf, and he fainted. Tzutzitza nitzutza, a spark, a ray of light came out of his forehead. Me'afuse mitzcho. You're going to change the whole world around, and still it's only maybe I'll be born in a time when I'll be able to have parnasa. And still it's possible that I won't be born under a mazel to have food. Have I lived most of my life or not? Omar Dechayis, what you've lived already is most of your life. Mashikvar chiyisa merubin mimashata osid lichyos. V'haynu dekobochi, ki omar shchino hochi. V'hay dechayich mishum yigvil narvosa lirchots bohen l'tayl memizel v'sa. That's why he cried. that his, most of his life is over. And he laughed because he was told he was going to get these 13 rivers of oil. Ihachi lo ba'ina. So he said, if that's the case, that I've lived most of my life, I don't want you to destroy the whole world, nor that I should be reborn in a good time. You're only going to give me these rivers. The next piece that I want from somebody who doesn't have, do I want from somebody who doesn't have? I want to take away from somebody else? Give me, you don't have to take away from anybody. Okay, so he said, my Rebbe Sefer didn't even have that. That Girsa in mine does. Okay. And the back of the Gemara. So he snapped his fingers on his forehead, the Rabbanu Shalom Kibiyocho, and he said, what's it called? I'm shooting my arrows at you. In other words, he was making him happy. Rashi says, Igru b'chagiri, biskatola apusoi, hainu tzutzitza denofak minei. That was the rays of light, or the sparks that came out of his forehead. Shemadbik etzbatzrodha im hagodol, right? You snap your fingers. Umaka b'tziporin ho etzba. Igru b'chagiri, kolomer, hikesi b'chitzai, v'chedva b'yamor. He said it to make him happy. Right? He was fooling around with him. So he said, what's it called? I'm shooting my arrows at you. Okay. Reb Chama bar Chanina gozer tanisa v'lo asa mitra. Reb Chama bar Chanina made a tainis and it didn't rain. Omru lei v'ho Reb Yeshua ben Levi gozer tanisa v'asa mitra. Reb Yeshua ben Levi did the same thing and it didn't rain. Omru lehu, ho ano, ho bar Levoi. What are you comparing me? I'm not as great as Reb Yeshua ben Levi. Omru lei, d'nei v'nechav and daitin. So they said to him, let's ask Reb Yeshua ben Levi to come and the two of you will daven together and bring rain. After the tavri tzibur alibayu the osi mitra, the two of you all daven, maybe the tzibur will break their hearts. In other words, they'll be subservient to the Rabbanu Shalom, and rain will come. Bon rachmi v'lo osi mitra. So they daven and it didn't come. Omer luhu nichalachu shiyovu matur b'shvilenu. So if it's not going to come in the schus of the tzibur, is it okay for you if it comes in our schus? Omer lehein, yeah, just let it rain. Omar Rakia Rakia Kasi Ponecha Loichsa. So he said, the sky, cover yourself with clouds. It didn't happen. Omar Kama Azim Pnei Rakia. Right? The Rakia is Mechutza. It doesn't listen. Ichsi. Then the clouds came. Vasa Mitra and it rained. Levi Gozer Tanisa Vasa Mitra. Levi made a tainis and it didn't rain. Omar Lafana Ribona Shalolam. Olisa Vyashavta Memorum Veinatomarachim Abonecha. It's as if you went up into the heavens and you don't have any rachamim on your children. Also mitra, the itla. So rain came, but Levi was punished and he became a cripple. Amr Belazar, la'olam al yatiach adam dvarim klapi mal. You shouldn't speak with chutzpah to Shammai. Shari adam gadol hitiach dvarim klapi mal of the itla, manu Levi. Levi spoke with chutzpah to the Rabbanu Shalom and he was punished for it. He became crippled. Aymar says, "V'ha garmalei, v'ha Levi ach v'kida kamei de Rebbe the itla." The reason Levi became crippled is he tried to show Rebbe how to do kida. Kida is where you lay yourself flat on the ground and suspend yourself with your thumbs, and in that way you bow down. Right? You're only suspended on your thumbs, and you have to put a lot of pressure on your waist. And he became crippled because of that. Gemara says, Hava ha garmalei. The two things cause it, meaning that he was chayiv to become crippled because of what he did wrong. And the way he became crippled was when he showed kida. Rabbi Chia bar Lulaini, Shaminu lahanech anoni de ka'amri nesu v'nesve maya ba'amonu moav. Right? Rabbi Chia bar Lulaini heard the clouds talking to each other. They said, let's go reign over Ammon and Moab, not over Eretz Yisrael. Omar lefan ribono shalolam. Kishenasata Torah la'amcha Yisrael, chazart al kumal sa'olam. When you gave the Torah, you went and offered it first to all the other nations. V'lo kibbutz, they didn't accept it. The akshav atanosi and matar, now you're giving them the rain? Shadu hacha. Give the rain here. Sharyu aduchtayu. Right? What's shadu aduchtayu? So the mice of the rain came where he was. Dorish Rabbi Chia bar Lulaini, my deceived tzaddik atomer yifroch ke'erez vavon and yizge, im nemer tomer loma nemer erez, im nemer erez loma nemer tomer. Why is it like a tzaddik is like an erez and a tomer? Ilu nemer tomer velo nemer eres haisi omer mat tomer en gizo machlif af tzadik has v'sholom en gizo machlif. It would have just said an eres, so even though an eres is strong and tall, but if you cut it down, it doesn't regrow. Kach nemer, what's it called? Just like a tomer. Right, tomer doesn't regrow if you cut it down. That's why it said eres. And where it's going to ask was if an eres taka grows again. Ilu nemer eres velo nemer tomer, haisi omer ma eres eno seperos, at tzadik has v'sholom eno seperos. Kach nemer tomer v'nemer eres. Right, there's an eres, if you cut it down, it grows back, but it doesn't have any fruit. So therefore, he's like an eres, that if you cut it down, it grows back, and he's like a tomer, that it has fruit. Okay. Ho anova ha barley boy. So they said to him, Rabbi Shua ben Levi daven, and it rained. So he said, Hu isha echad vani isha echad. Hu adif minai is better than me. So what are you comparing me to him? To Tavri Shovrim. Maybe they'll break their hearts and the rain will come. Shiyovo motor bishvileinu. Mekablim atem aleichem umaskim ledas echad. If the rain didn't come in your schus, are you willing that it should come in our schus? Kama ozim de lokasa mitzibura. Right? That the clouds or the skies are chutzpedik, that they don't cover themselves with clouds in the schus of the tzibur. Levi achvikida, noech negudlim ba'aretz, put his thumbs on the ground, v'shoche, v'noshek es haritzba. And he suspended himself totally on his thumbs, and then lifted himself off the ground, and then kissed the ground. Hova ha'garmalei, ha'chet garam lo shenitzla b'kida. Because he had the chet, when he made kida, that's he became crippled. The way he became crippled was through the kida. The reason he became crippled was because of the chet. The ein gizo machlith, in nifsuk, if you cut it, what's it called, up, the cut it off, the tamar does not regrow. Af tzadik ein lo zecher tzadik, ein lo zecher, tzadik ein gizo machlith, ein lo b'tchias ha'mesim. Ein gizo machlith would mean that he's not going to come back by tchias ha'mesim. See what the Havamina was. Tzadik ein lo seperos, ein lo schar lo osid. He's not going to get rewarded in the future. So therefore it said Erez and Tamar to tell me that he has both of them. That he's gizo machlith, he'll have tchias ha'mesim, and he'll get rewarded in the future.